And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Just ahead, meet one of Bloomington Normal's earliest feminists. But first, the debut album from Jason Hawk Harris on Bloodshot Records is an Americana gem that many are calling one of the best albums of the year. It's not surprising Harris gravitated to the honky-tonk country popular in his native Texas as a backdrop for Love in the Dark. He says the album is full of love songs wrapped in a layer of grief, or grief songs wrapped up in love. WGLC's John Norton caught up with Harris via Skype ahead of his show tomorrow at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington. Found Harris did a few musical surprises up his sleeve.
Well, I think it's about time I had a drink from the gin I keep wrapped up under my sink.
Bloodshot Records, in a recent Facebook post, said if Jason Hawk Harris isn't selling out Nashville's world-famous Ryman Auditorium in the near future, something would be amiss. That shows the label's confidence in this emerging Americana star.
It's what I do. Every time I see you walking around, I've been cussing at the light. I can't wait until it's night.
As you listen to the song Cussing at the Light from the new album, it may surprise you that Harris has a strong background in classical music, even attending college at Biola University Conservatory of Music in Southern California. Also, somewhat surprisingly, it was the rock band Queen that ignited his passion for classical music.
I know Freddie Mercury and Brian May were both big classical music buffs, and so at first it was Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms, but then I got really, really into modern and contemporary classical music like Stravinsky and Shostakovich, and then going up to even the avant-garde like George Crumb and Panderecki and John Cage. That's where I really found a lot of interest there. But I mean, what started my interest in classical music was actually Queen.
You might discern a classical influence on the album's lead track.
I certainly think orchestrationally, definitely, the arrangement in regards to what instruments are playing what, in what ranges, and you know, having some strings in there. I think my songs are still largely song structure.
But I hear you calling my name.
Harris said if he told a classical composer with an already upturned nose that his songs were classically influenced, he said that composer would probably turn his nose even higher.
There's a lot of weird stigmas in the classical music world, especially in composition, about what they call program music, which is music to a program rather than music for music's sake.
When Harris decided to make music his job, playing country and honky-tonk was an easy choice. It's the music he grew up with in Texas. He recalled two-stepping to George Strait and Alan Jackson songs early on. It's not something you can really avoid growing up in Houston. But he was also heavy into the punk scene during his middle and high school years. It was a group, he said, that didn't look favorably upon folks like George Strait and Alan Jackson.
When you grow up in Houston, Texas, and you're in the punk scene in Houston, Texas, you do not want to admit that you like country music. So I feel like I kind of, you know, even though I did like it, I had an affinity for it, I sort of hid that, because when you're a kid, you know, you just want to fit in.
College was a different story. He returned to listening to country music while he was at the conservatory, and shortly after graduating, he heard Michael Daves and Chris Thiele's Sleep With One Eye Open album.
I don't know, something snapped.
I'm gonna sleep with one eye open from now on.
At that time, he was on a wait list for UCLA's grad school for composition.
So I was waiting around to see if I would get in to make the cut, and I heard that record, and I just was like, I think this is all I want to do. So I went and bought a Martin D28, and that was it. I joined a bluegrass band and was in that for a while. And then once that broke up, that's when I started my own thing.
It's ironic now that his label, Bloodshot Records, is known for its many artists that mash punk with country music.
Exactly.
Though he landed on Bloodshot as much for his sound as his musical talent, Harris is also a nifty lyricist.
Someone told me that I should get myself together. There's no need to rush the old I do. And how foolish they would feel speaking in such platitudes if they had to do so standing next to you.
I got married young. I was 23. The reason we got married so young is because we had been dating for years, and we were just like, this is it. I don't know what we're waiting around for. Let's just do it.
Someone told me once that I should make a little money before I rush to put a ring on you. Like a bank account could teach me what grief and God ain't taught me, and our age just gives me more to lose.
That someone referenced in the first line of that passage was an older acquaintance of Harris's who offered pre-marriage advice, including must have $50,000 stashed in an IRA before you say I do. Harris said he kind of felt sorry for the man.
It felt like he had gotten so far away from how it felt to be in love that he couldn't remember that that would mean absolutely nothing to a kid that was head over heels in love that just wanted to get married.
I'm confused, yeah, it's true. What's that got to do with me and you? Why can't I be in love? Why can't I be in love? Why can't I be in love?
The grief he hints at in Confused and this song called Giving In is deep.
The liquor store cashier knows my name, calls it out to ask me if I'm doing okay. Throw a 20 out of me can keep the change, but I gotta get this bullet from the bottle to my brain. If I had a needle, I would put it in my veins.
Jason Hawk Harris says he's in a much better place right now, but the past few years have been difficult. He dabbled in abusive behavior during that time, and his mother died after a long bout with alcohol. Yet the music he writes around these themes is often upbeat, even danceable. Harris said it's not something he necessarily does consciously.
I seem to write my most hopeful melodies whenever I'm the most sad. What seems to come out is a sound that's more hopeful. I'm not really sure why, but that's just always been the case for me. Even when I was younger, I remember writing sad songs that sounded really happy.
Oh, I wish that where I am was where I've been.
A recent viral video of CNN's Anderson Cooper asking TV talk show host Stephen Colbert about how, as a Catholic, he can not only accept but be grateful for the suffering that comes with existence. Colbert argued that you can't accept being alive without accepting everything that comes with it, and that includes suffering. Harris says he agrees with Colbert on that sentiment, though they define their terms differently.
I am not so much grateful for the crucible of suffering as I am grateful for the refining that happens. I certainly am grateful for the place I'm in now, the wisdom that I've gotten from going through so much pain and hardship in the past 5-6 years. I mean, I think a lot of this record is sort of, that's funny, it's sort of geared towards that ethos a little bit.
Starting not to work at all, so today I'm trying to stay away from alcohol. Sweating and it feels like my head's on wrong. Hands are getting shaky, it's my own damn fault. If you wanna leave, well that's my own damn fault.
WGLT's John Norton talking with Jason Hawk Harris, who plays Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night. You can hear Harris's music on WGLT's Highway 309 at WGLT.org. You can discover local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois in the WGLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.